Okay, let's see if the outraged in football are going to back up their outrage with actual actions this time around, eh? Because once again, FIFA has proved it doesn't care what anyone thinks and it's just chosen money over morals. What a surprise. So it signed Saudi Arabia on as a sponsor of this year's Women's Football World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. But the problem is they did that without telling Football Australia and New Zealand Football that they'd done it. And needless to say, neither of these people or these groups are very happy about this because, of course, Saudi Arabia has a shocker of a record when it comes to the treatment of women. So it's kind of ironic that they're sponsoring the Women's Football World Cup. Women in Saudi Arabia still need permission from a male guardian to get married, still need permission from a male guardian to leave prison, and still need permission from a male guardian to get some forms of sexual and reproductive health care. Now, Football Australia, in a statement, says it's, quote, very disappointed. New Zealand Football is shocked and disappointed. And so they've written a letter to FIFA that somehow has just become public. And in that letter, they warn that they, quote, cannot express strongly enough the potential repercussions and fallout that could result from this decision. So let's see what that repercussion and that fallout is. Because it's very tempting to think that this is going to play out exactly the same way that it did with FIFA taking the Men's World Cup to Qatar, don't you think? Lots of outrage. Players posting videos condemning Qatar's human rights record, threats of armband, statements of disappointment, and then the end, nothing, not even an armband. Everyone just turned up in Qatar, played football, watched football, and paid for football. Now, I suspect FIFA's got the measure of everyone on this, right? They're in control of the biggest and most popular game in the world. They've done this enough times to know that in the end, money talks. So they just do exactly what they want, basically. So the pressure's on. If Football Australia and New Zealand Football really are, or really do place, and I'm going to quote them on this, really do place, quote, the utmost importance on gender equality. Well, what are they going to do to prove it?
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.